The Long View by Elizabeth Jane Howard.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Part 1, 1950. Chapter 1. This, then, was the situation. 8 people were to dine that evening in the house at Camden Hill Square. Mrs. Fleming had arranged the party. It was the kind of unoriginal thought expected of her, and she sank obediently to the occasion, to celebrate her son's engagement to June Stoker. The guests were asked at 7:45 for 8. On arrival, the men would be politely wrenched from their overcoats, their hats, umbrellas, evening papers, and any other more personal outdoor effects by the invaluable Dorothy. Until reduced to the uniformity of their dinner jackets, they would be encouraged to ascend the steep, curving staircase to the drawing room. The women must climb to Mrs. Fleming's bedroom on the second floor, where she would afterwards find strange powder spilled on her dressing table, mysterious hairs of no colour she associated with the heads of her guests caught in her ivory comb, and a composite smell of unremarkable scents. When the women had confirmed before Mrs. Fleming's mirror whatever they had thought a little while earlier of themselves before their own, when one of them perhaps had made public some small disparaging discovery about her appearance and heard it indifferently denied, they would troop cautiously down the stairs. It was easy to tread on one another's skirts round the sharp vertiginous corners to the drawing room.